Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am psychic medium Kevin Baird, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk, Horizon Oracle's Journeys. So today's episode is about the Wile card, W-H-I-L-E, and it's associated with the time 444. So that can be 4 o'clock a.m. or 4 o'clock p.m. And you can, for you guys who are listening in archive, you can go over to templeofgaia.com and then scroll down through the menu column there to the 4 o'clock cards list and then find 444. And it can give you a description there for the wild card facing you and also facing away from you. I've designed these images based on my experience working with the tarot for the last 15 years, reading as a customer psychic reading professional. Not reading for friends and family and occasional parties, but being out there in the public, working in a public venue, meeting people for the first time who are coming and seeking out my guidance using the tarot. So they coming and seeking guidance through me helping them helps me. Or has helped me really see a little further into the world that is really a channel for divinity, divination, information, that kind of stuff. And with our scene here in the Wile card, it shows someone who's looking at a line that might be drawn in the sand or something. They're looking back, and the line goes all the way to the horizon. And that there are birds in the sky, sort of hanging, waiting to see if there's going to be any kind of morsels dropping. And sometimes when birds are in the air, especially geese, they are a telltale sign that a season is about to change. If you also look, there's a small pine tree that's sort of leaning and not sticking straight up. The intent of the leaning pine tree is one to where it has weathered a great deal of storms and high winds. It's the only one on the horizon. It has survived out of all the other trees that may have come and gone. This pine tree has survived. Now, access your memory and try to recall, if you can, or make a mental note that in the future, when you see a pine tree, look at it. They are forever green. They're called evergreens, right? They're green 24/7, 365 a year. And they weather everything, winter, summer, and the leaves are still there. When you look on your journey and you happen upon a pine tree, you will find that there are some branches that sort of point in, like most of their branches point in a single direction. It's almost like they're saying with their branches, go that way. And really it's the source of the energy, the source of the sun, the direction that, you know, is prosperous for them. So with the wild card, I designed it to really be a message, or I didn't design it to be a message. Let me sort of mix that up a little bit. I channeled from the same source that all other divination tools come from. And I wrote down the image that was asked of me to create. The same as the wise and philosophical and prophetic ancient masters and mistresses of the past. I wrote down their prayers for guidance for those who seek higher levels of appreciation for the crap that's happening in their life. I'm looking at the horizon with the small mountains far off in the distance. It could be that they're 300 miles away and that they are vast mountains. Or that they could just be a shoreline. But it doesn't go horizon to horizon. It's only to the right of the image that the horizon disappears off stage, if you will. And it begins, or sort of ends, at the same level as our friend that's in the wild image here in the forefront, who's sort of looking back at the mark that they've made in their past. Their hands and their arms and their feet are pointing forward as if they know that they have to keep at the progress that they have been making. But their logic is asking them to maybe consider that, are they ready to continue the same old, again and again and again for another 30 years? Do you want to retire as a leaving a tracks in the sand professional? As we know, with the planned failures card, where we're making the sandcastle, and that's associated with the time 501. I'll give you guys a chance to jump over there real quick. Planned failures. You can go to the index page and find it that way, or go down to 5 o'clock and then find 501. And there it shows someone working with sand who was making a sandcastle, and somehow it became destroyed. They were trying to take the sand to a new level, go up, instead of leaving the sand in its natural medium, flat, to be influenced by surf and wind layer. And if you look real quick at the planned failures card, it shows one friend on their knees protesting something, some kind of grief that has occurred because someone who's running away may have destroyed their special sandcastle, or that they're just, the friend who's running away is just hauling ass from the storm that's bringing a lightning bolt down to our friend's sandcastle. Sand is influenced by lightning strikes constantly. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not, but there is a phenomenon that happens where when lightning strikes a shoreline made of sand, it hits at an impact point, but then it spreads out with fingers and penetrating the surface and going deep into the layers of the sand, and it creates sort of like channels that are similar to a root system of a tree. But this root system is made of glass, or it's volcanic glass, obsidian, however you want to look at it. It's been influenced by or exposed to a great deal of heat. So with our planned failures card and the friend there protesting that a part of their sandcastle has become collapsed, still part of the tower, one tower of the sandcastle still stands. So their miniature world there still has a life potential. It's just gone through a reformation. Now, in life, with planned failures, we sometimes create situations that we need help with, that we can't do it all ourselves. And then we petition the people that are around us to help us maintain this fragile structure and system that we have in place. And if you look at the subtitle for the Plan to Failures card facing us, it's the I hate you with an exclamation point. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. You failed me. You've destroyed this thing that I have found so special. How could you? What's wrong with you? Can't you see how easy it is to just keep this up? Can't you do this simple thing? Is it that you are so busy, or that you're so stupid that you can't do this simple, single thing of helping me maintain my sandcastle? And as you and I know, with the tide and the moon shift, the tide comes in and anything that's built of sand is taken and returned to its original form. And that's flat and waiting to either be taken out as the ebb or the flow of the tide. with the planned failures, it talks about how we can create something that is that looks like it has significant value and really is a symbol that frames our value or our quality of what we have to offer to the world and our friends, family members, significant others, that kind of stuff. And that there are some people who are better at keeping things, let's say, in motion, away from harm, functional, than others. But if we're in a relationship to where we are tasked by our significant other, and it can be a colleague, coworker, or life companion, that person that you wake up with in the morning and go to bed with at night and do laundry with, but because you were in a situation that you failed them, this is over. It's done. You no longer have any value to offer the situation. Now, looking at the planned failures in reverse, it's talking about how they hate you. And this talks about how you're the scapegoat, that they had the stupid project, process, or system that you could clearly see that was doomed from the start. Some people refer to those kinds of things as a train wreck waiting to happen. But you did your best, gave it your all to help be as supportive as possible. It failed, and that you get left holding the bag. Sucks to be you. But really, it's teaching you how to be and how not to be. So going back and looking at the while card associated with the time 444, and then looking at our friend on the planned failures associated with the time 501, both are sand. You've been a while trying to help those people in your life who plan for things to fail, so that people can come in and rescue them. Because they're not smart enough. Their value is less than yours to maintain this thing that they consider of value and continues their way of life. But our friend who's running away in the planned failures image has got the clue. They've learned how not to be. That the person who's on their knees focusing on the sandcastle has a multitude of sandcastle structures in their life just waiting for the right environmental condition to exist to where it would fail, and then the friend that's associated with them and that sandcastle can then be blamed for its failure as well. And then the sandcastle owner is owed a restitution or some apology because the friend they assigned that duty to maintain that sandcastle failed and therefore owes something because of their shortcoming. Going back to the wild card where it shows someone looking back at this drudgery that they've been through doesn't have to be drudgery. But associating it with the planned failures card, it is, in a sense, drudgery. Because the friend that's running away in the 501 planned failures image is really someone who's trying to really advertise their value and how they can be helpful to the world. The thing is that the people who are picking up and signing up for their services are people who are prone to catastrophe. They live for catastrophe, whether they know it or not. They live for it. There are people around us who teach us how to be and how not to be. And you and we don't owe them anything. So with the 501, planned failures working with the wild card, looking back over a longevity of learning how not to be based on helping people who have expectations that will end in failure, it's time to do something new. So if you, working with your own copy of the Horizon Oracle, and that you can get a copy of your own Horizon Oracle, I'm just going to do a quick plug here, by going to templeofgaia.com and then scrolling down on the main page or looking around on the website in different places and just clicking on the PayPal link and signing up to get your own copy. You can come and see the descriptions for the images here at templeofgaia.com. And if you scroll down off the main page of templeofgaia.com, you go down and find a scan code to where you can either click on it, tap on it, or scan it to find out or to like get an app for your tablet or smartphone. And that you can listen to the archives of Walking on the Sidewalk just to get sort of like an in-class lecture about the different cards that are out there. And tonight's episode is really, are you done? And the 444 wild card asks you if you're done with this journey, are you ready to do something new, or are you ready to go for another 30 years of this experience? But I want to also plug our other shows that are here on the Main Street Universe Network, and that tomorrow on the 27th we have Susan Weed, WEED, Green Magic, Green Medicine Tea is the show coming up tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that she is a phenomenal herbalist. If you want to be savvy and be connected with like holistic medicine and start incorporating good herbal, you know, medicinal subjects or, you know, substances in your life to help improve your health, this is the show to check out. Coming up on the 28th is our flagship show, Main Street Universe, which Daniel Michael, who is the chief producer and president of Main Street Universe, with Janice White and Brett Hillman, will be talking about something that's like Tusa D Tuatha Dea, T-U-A-T-H-D-E-A. I'm sorry, I thought that was an L. I'm reading the copy here. And that's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Then on Friday, the 31st, is Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour with Jessie Ann Nichols George. And the title for her episode for this Friday is Flash Promise. And then you'll have to go and click on the link there to find out more about that. Then on Sunday is Darren Bouquet, and then he has Intuitive Wisdom, where he offers advice and spiritual wisdom for people who call into his shows, and that he's out of Madame Laveau's House of Voodoo down in New Orleans. Like, he is the dude connected to the prime spiritual place, really, in my opinion, of the country. Now, Darren and I and Daniel all knew each other through Sticks and Stones back in Fairfax, Virginia. And that was back like a year ago or something. I would say we're on the anniversary of that. So we've known each other for some time. We're well connected, know a lot about this kind of stuff. And sometimes I come into the shows on Sunday and hang out and just offer, you know, my angle to the subject matter. So we have a lot of good stuff that takes place live that you can call in and get information, or that you can go back and listen to the shows in archive. So you have many possibilities of, like, additional spiritual information, cutting edge information that can help you be better at how you are living your life. So I'm going to go to the queue here, and I see that we have a caller in the queue. Let's see. Area code 205. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, I was just wondering if I could have just a reading.
Sure.
Okay, I was just wondering about my love life, that's all.
Yeah.
I have none.
How's
right
it going?
Now.
How's it going so
none.
Far? Not too good. Now, are you coming out of a relationship?
No. Well, a long time ago. Long time ago. But
was that like a week or a year ago?
Some years ago.
So, all right. So, tonight's episode of Walking on the Sidewalk is focusing on the wild card. W-H-I-L-E. And it shows someone who's really looking back at what they've been doing for like the last 30 years and then wondering if they want to continue down that same path. Right? So you calling into the show here are really saying to the world and the universe that you think you might be done with how things have been a little bland, maybe, or a little just not active, and want to know what you need to know about getting or having change happen. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So, all right, so we're working with the wild card, and I've drawn a card for you, and that I'm working with the Horizon Oracle. Do you know much about our network or our shows and that kind of stuff here? Are you new?
Yeah, I'm new.
Okay. And that's okay. We take new people because new people end up being old people eventually. So I've drawn the Mountains card. And it shows someone who's sort of like taking a walking stick and that they're going into the mountains kind of stuff. Now, how are the mountains in your life? Do you have mountains in your life at all? Like, are you in the Shenandoahs? Are you out in the Blue Ridge? Are you, you know, out in Colorado somewhere?
No, I'm in Alabama.
Okay, and that's fine. So, with the Mountains card showing up, it says awesome. It says that you can expect somebody to come into your life who you've known or is brand new, right? And that they are from a mountainous area, and that they'll say, okay, I'm from Colorado Springs, or I went to, you know, I was skiing in Flagstaff, or something like that. So you watch for dialogue when you're at a social event, whether it's a barbecue, a picnic, a camp out, you know, or just a trip to the Starbucks, and there's someone very nice there who's saying that they're new to the area and that they just moved here from a mountain place.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay.
And also, real quick, I've drawn the In Touch card. And I don't know, do you have a pen and paper that you can write stuff down?
Yeah, right beside me. Go ahead.
All right, so the first card that I've drawn for you is the 1246. It's like the time, 1246.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second card that I've drawn for you is 1239. And that I've been using these cards for a year. And the fact that they have shown up in order like this is very amazing. I had someone do a statistical analysis of this for me, and they said that it can happen like 10,300 to 1, basically. So
okay,
the In Touch card shows two people sort of like out having a picnic, and this the In Touch card is about degrees of intimacy. So this talks about you having someone come into your life, a companion, who will help you realize levels of intimacy. I'm speaking clinically just because that's how the cards work. I don't want to, like, give a lot of velvet to it because, you know, there are different degrees of, you know, sensitivity. But depending on how you allow this situation to evolve is how far the levels of intimacy can occur. So
okay,
you can go back to my website later, templeofgaia.com, and look about the details. But I can tell you that these two images saying coming up is that you have an experience coming up this week, because we're on Monday, that you're going to have a conversation with somebody about a mountain, and that this is an opportunity for intimacy or potential intimacy in the future for you.
Hmm. Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So congratulations. And I have this show every Monday, so feel free to call back, and let's give everybody a heads up of like what your progress is. And what was your name?
Oh, Sue.
Sue? All right, Sue.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. So our friend Sue was calling in and wanting to know about how she can add additional intimacy into her life. The first thing that came up is that we're still working with the wild card that she's been at this for some time, based on what she just said, that she's not really been in a relationship for a few years. God bless her. And that now she's ready for the drought or the sabbatical to be over. Because there are some times that we can be in relationships, especially with what the wild card is talking about, to where you've been at it for some time, and it's just like, I'm so done with this, and I'm so ready to do something new. So the mountains card comes in, and this is a location card in the Horizon Oracle. There's about five location cards in the Horizon Oracle. There's a east, there's a west, there's the mountains, there's the gulf, and there's one other. I'm trying to remember what it is. I can't remember right off. But definitely east, west, mountains, the gulf. Yeah. So this is about a location. And because this card was facing her in this reading, it really talks about how this person that's going to be coming into her life is going to be talking about how she should go or check out the mountains so that they will talk about how great the mountains are, or that the hiking, it could be an Oregon connection, it could be the Sierra Madres out there in California. It could also be in the Alps, like the person could be a mountain climber or the Everest or something like that. Or that they're a hiker or something. And then with the In Touch card, such a perfect card to draw out of the 111 images that could possibly be drawn right out of the Horizon Oracle. Again, it goes back to like the 10,300 to 1 possibility. It's fantastic. So, yeah. It's okay to be done at something. They're back in the old school days when we used to be married, when we were in our 20s, early 20s, we came into it with the notion that we had to stay with it forever, that we were done, that we're locked in. And that's not the case. And that if I would have drawn the soulmates card for our friend Sue, who just called, then that would have meant that she would have had a soul, like universal connection with someone who was likely in a past life with her. And there are a lot of people out there in philosophies who feel like that we are all stars in a universe and that our gravities influence each other's gravities. And that reminds me of the song and the musical piece done by Diane Arkenstone called Ocean of Stars. It's a great piece. And that you can find out more about Diane Arkenstone by going to www.dianearkenstone.com and just see what she has posted there. She just released an album back in March called Union Road. It's all fantastic. And I'm going to play Ocean of Stars here real quick just as a break for everybody and me. And then I'll come right back afterwards. We're looking at Ocean of Stars by Diane Arkenstone. I'm still working on the Horizon Oracle. I'm sorry I had the phone muted there, microphone muted. I love listening to Diane Arkenstone right after I wake up in the morning or after a nap, midday. Like, I'm over 50 and naps are allowed. I definitely recommend them because it's just phenomenal. Because if you meditate and that you are spiritually oriented and want to be better at channeling the material that you're known for, whether you're an artist, musician, drawer, painter, sculptor, whatever, that your information comes from the same source that everybody else gets their stuff from. It's just that you translate it through the lens that was given to you of your intellect based on your growth and progress in life and putting it onto the medium, the canvas, that you were able to share with the world. And that's why I designed the Horizon Oracle, is to give people a tool for contemplation. Like, they have a question like, why do I have a writer's block? Why can't I get better at this? Why am I not hearing from this person? Should I keep doing this? Right? And that's what the wild card is about. When we go and dream, we get sort of like our etch-a-sketch of creativity shaken up and refreshed so that new images can be put out there for us to look at and try to interpret what the meaning of the image is. And it could be you're seeing snakes in a dream, or you see a friend that you've not seen in 20, 30 years show up in a dream, or an aunt or a grandmother or a parent who had passed away some years ago is showing up in a dream. Or you have a worry about your job showing up in a dream. I really look at dreams as being sort of like a pharmaceutical for the soul. But also the place that we go to when we dream, I say, is eternal. Because anybody who dreams, everybody that has ever dreamt since the dawn of consciousness, and there's still, you know, the jury is still out on for the debate about when consciousness began. Was it when, you know, after the seventh day and God rested, or what? But anybody who fears for their life, anything, any living thing that fears for their life and sleeps, dreams about how they can be better at what they do and how to avoid things that could cause their demise. So whether you're a cat, a lizard, a dog, a bird, anything that sleeps, a shark, fish, right, bird, I'm trying to think through all the things that live and sleep. Like, have you ever seen your dog laying on the floor, running in place while they're asleep? Or the cat in the middle of just like some kind of big cat-waller fight or something, and the feet are going all crazy and the face is all scrunching and the whiskers are shifting left and right as if they're like trying to avoid some kind of cat altercation or something that's in their dream. They're accessing the same internet, the same spiritual internet that we access when we're sleeping. We all go to the same place. And that place that we go to is eternal. And the number of people or souls that we can meet there is infinite. Because there are people who have dreamed about their dogs, their bird, right, their lizard, their exes, and people they've never met before show up there. Also, that place that we go to that is eternal is the same place that gives us information when we're shopping for something that it's our turn to go to the grocery store. We get everything that's on the list, but we decide to get that one more thing. We know it's not on the list, but it seems right. And then when we get back home, our bestest significant other says, I so wanted you to get this one other thing, and I forgot to put it on the list. And it just so happens that you got it while you were out shopping. And then they ask, why did you get this? And it's like, I don't know. It seemed like the right thing to get. That information comes through and from the same place that we go to when we dream, and that place which is eternal. So we are here in a new era of conscious awareness. If you're listening to any of our shows here on Main Street Universe, you are a part of a new age, because our mission statement on Main Street Universe is asking people, what are they doing now that they are living life beyond the corporate cube? You're walking on the sidewalk, you're looking for a job, you're going into the shops and the buildings and the places and seeing what people are doing, seeing what people want, seeing what people don't want, and trying to find a place where you fit in. You're now, if you are like everybody else in the 37 million other Americans who are unemployed, 37 unemployed are trying to find a new place to where they can fit. But the thing is while you were in that corporate cube, you were gestating. You were going through an incubation, developing abilities and skills the same as if you were in an egg or an embryo, to transform into the individual that is phenomenal and will help the people and the world around them. You have the power to make something new happen. And if you're listening to this episode, destiny, your angels, God, Buddha, Allah, Jesus, however you want to look at it, has brought you to hear this message so that you know that you can be empowered to go and do this thing that you've always thought about doing, but feared rejection, right? Just go and do it. Just go and do it. Do whatever you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, right? So we don't know about fracking, where people go and the scientists and the specialists push pressurized materials into the ground that force natural gas into like a little cave pocket bubble or something to where it can be harvested and used by society. The jury is still out as to whether that's of value or not. There's a community in Arkansas in the United States, and the town is known as Conway, that I've been following for some time, a couple of years, probably, 2013. I've been following them for like the last 10 years, because in their local newspaper, I think it's called The Beaver, is that they've been talking about earthquakes that have been causing the china and the crystal in their cabinets to shake on a daily basis. And I live here in southern Illinois, and that they are getting ready to institute fracking as well. and that I've noticed that local, you know, municipalities have been reinforcing the bridges and the roads and everything else, and also educating everybody about earthquake preparedness. We're also on a fault line as well, so that can be an angle with it as well. But I think that with the fracking and us being on a fault line, that we could probably plan to see more earthquakes happening in our region, in the region that I'm in, over like the next probably 5 to 10 years. But the thing is that it's a vibration. It adds energy to the atmosphere, and that's stuff that we can access to help us be better at what we do. We can't realize how we can be better at what we do until that begins. So if it's not something that I can stop, or I belong to a committee and that committee can't stop it, then it's sort of been destined that this will happen, and how we will work with it or how we will recover from it once we have a hindsight and that we're able to look back on it to see if it is of value or not. So just writing it out. And the reason why I sort of talk about that is that I drew the next card that's supposed to be in companion with the wild card, and it's the frontier, and it's associated with the time 12 o'clock, and that can be a.m. or p.m., and it shows someone who's sort of like out on a frontier. There's not really a lot of forest, it's flat land, and that you can see some mountains in the background, and that they got a hot dog or some kind of like beef or meat log on a stick that they're trying to make a quick meal for themselves. So with the frontier card working with the wild card, it can be talking about how our friend who's on the wild card image is really done with being on the frontier of things, making discoveries, turning things into something of value that other people can start doing. They're like turning sort of like sow's ears into silk purses, or they're creating environments that are suitable for people who are accustomed to routines to come in and just begin the routines and start over and over and over again. So that's, you know, part of the Horizon Oracle. I wish I could have an entire day to talk about everything that would be associated with the wild card, but we're limited on time here, and that we're coming up on the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening, and that is just another, you know, day in paradise. And that in the future, if you want to check out another show, I'm on every Monday about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you here again next week. Take care and be safe.